Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now.
Can you imagine a world without art?
Valencia College Theater is exploring the importance of art by proposing worlds where art does not exist. That's the central device for a series of 5-minute one-act plays going up this weekend, collectively called Art/World Without Art. Art is present throughout the first act, absent throughout the second. These plays are original works written by award-winning Central Florida playwrights and directed by students. Orlando McCurvin directs the show's first play, Necessary Criticism, a comedy that sees a high school jock and an artsy girl find common ground through a surprise shared artistic passion. And Dawn Cotton directs the show's last play called The Final Piece, in which a painter reckons with death and the legacy he'll leave behind. One of the discoveries the two have made, McCurvin says, taking art out of the world may be harder than it sounds.
I would say everything, even the ones without art, still has some sort of art aspect to it. And that's because, like, art is a way of us communicating with each other, even like past lives and future people who will never get to meet, which is something that Dawn's piece focuses on, is like this artist trying to do something that's going to outlive him. So I would say that how art brings people together, the worlds without art shows why art is necessary.
Dawn, what differences have you found in art versus world without art?
A lot of the pieces that are themes around world with art, they seem to show communications between characters and people from different walks of life using more artistic means. For example, there's one piece about a world in which art has been banned, any sort of artistic expression. And it's a very comedic piece in which it shows that you really can't go throughout life without doing some form of art. There's music if you are tapping your spoon on the edge of a pot. There's singing if you're humming to yourself. And I think that that really shows that a world without art may not even be possible because we're all doing it all the time.
I understand that you were chosen to direct your pieces by literally walking in blind. Absolutely blind. The scripts were face down and you just had to pick one. What was that experience like? What did you feel when you picked up your script and saw what it was? Let's start with Orlando.
Oh, okay. That's actually a really great question because I remember one of our classmates mixing them around and I don't know why. There was this one piece on the table that I was like, I'm going to get that one. I was one of the last people to go and it was still there. So I got it, and that's Necessary Criticism. So I think that it was kind of nerve-wracking because it's like, oh my gosh, what if I don't like my piece? But, you know, it's just about trusting your instincts as well and praying that it's going to make you a better person at the end. And I think that Necessary Criticism was the best piece for me to direct.
Dawn, your experience?
I'd agree with that. It was definitely very nerve-wracking. Not only did the piece you ended up choosing dictate your grade for the class, but it also dictated a piece of artwork that you were making, because that's what shows are, is artwork. And that, for me, is a very personal process. So it was definitely pretty scary picking a random show to put, you know, a piece of my heart and soul into. I definitely did end up liking the one I chose. So I'm super excited. And it's been a really challenging but a really rewarding experience directing a show that I had no idea what it would be about before I picked it.
Dawn, yours is quite heavy with end-of-life issues and legacy issues. How have you been viewing that?
I think that it's a really important piece to be shown and an important piece to be out there because this is something that every single human is going to struggle with at some point or another. We've done a lot of research with the actors into the stages of grief. We've been researching ways that people cope and, you know, that cycle so that we can incorporate that into the show and really make it relatable for people and still keep it more lighthearted. The word that I chose for this show is bittersweet the character is an artist and he's going to have this amazing legacy. So it's a sweet thing. It's a happy thing that he's done with his life and he's ready to move on. But it's also really sad.
What would you like people to take away from this entire experience watching all the shows?
I think that I would love for people to take away an appreciation for the arts. I think that's something that everyone needs more, especially in, you know, the day and age that we're in. I think that it's really important to see world with art versus world without art and think about the consequences of that and what it would mean. And so just getting people thinking, getting people to interact with the community, especially the theater community, is really important to me. And bringing the whole community together to watch this show and think about what that means for society today. I think that's really the goal.
Orlando, same question. What would you like people to take away once they've seen these shows?
I would want them to take away how art, kind of like what Don said, is it's about bringing people together as a community, and it helps uplift one another rather than bring us down. It's a way for people to connect during difficult times and being able to feel these similar emotions and walks of lives, even if they may not be experiencing the same exact way, basically. I think it's very important doing these pieces, especially in this day and age when AI is such a big thing, especially in entertainment industry, how people are not only scared of, but like wary of. They don't know what to expect because it's so brand new and stuff, and no one really knows what's the potential with AI. And I think AI can water down our art if we don't have restrictions on it.
AI in these pieces. Thanks for bringing that up. Dawn, do you have anything to add about AI?
Absolutely. I think that it's really important to consider AI use in art spaces, especially in theater. It's been something that a lot of the directors have been chatting about, since we have to have music and sound effects and images projected on a screen for our shows. And there's been a lot of debate about whether AI use would be acceptable or would fit the theme at all for some of the directors. So that's been a really interesting thing to see people trying to utilize or trying to keep out of the space.
See, in journalism, it's an easy call, right? No AI, period. But in art, it is not an easy call. Like, where is it a tool versus where is it making the decisions for you?
Exactly.
And it's really strange because I feel like a lot of more professional theater spaces and circles really frown on AI use. But unfortunately, in some of my classes, you know, they talk about AI use with art. Not in my theater classes, but in some of the other ones, they talk about AI use for research, AI use for writing and editing. And so it's really interesting being pulled between these two extremes, especially as an artist who does not agree with AI use in artwork.
You know, this is exactly why I wanted to ask you about this, because you are the first college-age generation that has this right in your face. You have to make a choice.
I think that taking the human emotion out of it makes it not art, and it's not something that's even relevant to any artistic discussion, in my opinion.
That was Orlando McCurvin and Dawn Cotton, two student directors in Valencia College Theater's Art, World Without Art series of plays. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.